I saw, I have received a lot of your texts, and I've received a lot of Facebook messages and Instagram messages, memes, and, you know, different things like that. I know a lot of people that I've worked with over the years, coaches and my teachers when I was doing my scouting credentials, those professors and things like that have reached out to me. I know this is a hard thing to talk about. First and foremost, I want everybody to know that I do see, you know, where people kind of bash us all for having a moment to grieve the way that we are over someone that they would say is a celebrity or something. But guys, I want you all to take the time with me, because I, for one, understand that, you know, Kobe Bryant was so much more to so many people, especially young black boys growing up that didn't quite know how to dream. You know, we had Jordan, and we had these figures that made basketball and made things look so much bigger and so much more unachievable than what they really were. And I think that what Kobe Bryant did was made guys like me feel like we knew him. We felt like we were raised with him. We felt like we were allowed to have a dream and a goal, and allowed to push ourselves to level up and to head to another realm of our own possibilities. So this is a hard one. This is a hard pill to swallow. Me personally, I have been blessed to say that, you know, I've been able to experience two absolutely great games of Kobe Bryant. One being his very last home game, and the other being the showdown he had with LeBron on Christmas Day. So I'm blessed to be able to say that I've seen that. But more than anything, I'm blessed to be able to say that, you know, when I was taking my doing my scouting credentials, we had to write 10 different papers and present them along with scouting reports and things like that. And I'm almost honored, you know, to be able to say that all 10 of my papers were based off of either a game of Kobe or in the later stages when I did my elite level credentials, I did to show detail a lot of the players that he broke down in his show. I took those episodes and I broke them down a little bit more, or tried to, at least, or tried to make myself think like Kobe. And that mindset, that Mamba mentality, you know, it translated beyond just, you know, for guys who were trying to play basketball. It allowed people like myself, for coaches and for recruiters and for scouts, to look at kids and to challenge them in a different way. And that's where my theories came from. Every player that I work with, they would come up to me after their games, and, you know, any player can contest to this, that, you know, you have people around them saying, you did great, you did this good. And I always ask the same question to all of my players, you know, I want you to write down for me 3 things that you feel like you can work on from this last game that you just had. And a lot of times players needed to watch film, or they needed to sit back and really think about their game before they were able to even have that process mentally. But my challenge to them was to live in that moment of your game. And I think that's what Kobe taught us, is that you have to capture those moments and educate yourself and be in the mindset to educate yourself and to challenge yourself and to always get better. And, you know, that thrived in me, you know, that pushed me. I apologize if you hear city lights and traffic and everything I'm driving. This was the only time I felt like I could do this, to talk about this right now. So my thoughts, though, my prayers to, of course, Vanessa. And as I say her name, like I know her, like we're friends or something. But that's really the feeling that you get when you think about Kobe Bryant and what he's done and how he's changed not only the game, but he's changed so many of our lives. You feel like you know him. You feel like you know, really just stood beside him through so much. And he's motivated us without even knowing it. So my prayers to her, because there's no feeling like the numbness of losing anyone, but to lose a child, you know, nobody understands that feeling. You know, that's a numbness, and that's a question, that's a cloud over your life that you'll never understand. So my thoughts are with her, and I hope that, you know, everything that's been said on the internet, you know, I know isn't the most positive, but I hope that you guys can just understand where she's at and allow for her to grieve, allow for her to be able to get back online one day and see great things about her husband and especially about her child. But, you know, I challenge everyone now. You know, I know we'll go a couple of weeks of hashtagging and Kobe this and sharing pictures and sharing stories, but I challenge everyone to have that mama mentality moving forward. No matter what your industry is, no matter if you're a ball player, no matter if you're a lawyer, no matter if you're a teacher, I challenge you to have that mindset and really challenge yourself and to push yourself to be everything that you can be. This is getting a little bit longer than what I thought it was going to be. And that's actually okay, because I need to talk. I think what touched me the most, you know, and what kind of hit me the hardest, you know, definitely was the news. But, you know, Keyshawn came, he laid on the foot of my bed Sunday night. And this is a very unemotional kid, very unemotional, like almost you would just think he has ice in his veins. Like, he's very unemotional. And of course we were talking about it, just talking about the impact, talking about just the moment, you know, what do you do in that moment? What could he have been thinking? Like, how do you convince your daughter, you know, that, you know, everything's going to be okay, when you know in your mind that, you know, this is probably it? You know, so many things I'm sure raced through his mind, but the very first priority for him, I know in that moment, was just to hold his daughter. And so I made the comment, you know, I was like, you know, you just never know. And I said, you know, I prepare every day now a lot differently than I did, you know, a year ago, because I could get up tomorrow and, you know, drop you off at school, and then when I leave from dropping you off, that could be it. And, you know, he shot up and he was like, you know, knock on wood, you know, don't say that, you see what just happened. So, like, the most emotional response I think I've ever seen from him, and that, I think more than anything, made me realize that life isn't just short, but life has meaning. Every single day it has meaning. And we live like we're searching for a purpose, like we're searching for a meaning. But we forget that every single day we have to not live like it's our last, but live with the intent to do right and the intent to change someone else's life for the better. Especially our youth, we have to live with the intent to be remembered for doing great things, you know. And it doesn't have to be on the grand scale of news coverages and things like that, but live with the intent of doing good by people. You know, live with the intent to make sure that the people that you love know that you love them. Make sure they hear it. Make sure you motivate. Make sure you inspire. Make sure you are transparent as you can be. If this song is nothing else, let it have taught us that, to be remembered while we're still living. If that's one thing that I can say about COVID, and I'm very happy that out of all the millions of people that are talking about him now, I'm so glad that there was millions that spoke about him while he was still living. I'm glad that he knows to a certain extent of how many lives he's impacted. I'm glad he knows that he's really changed the game. He's changed people. He's made improvements in this world. I'm glad that we celebrated him as much as we, you know, could while he was here. And I hope that, you know, this legacy continues. And I hope that this marathon that we're preaching about and these hashtags continue more than just the 14 days. I hope the news cycles, you know, continue more than 72 hours. And I hope that more than anything, that people, that you change if you need to. Like, and I don't want to say need to. Everybody needs to change in some way. Even if it's just more positive change in the positive direction that you're already going. Keep changing and keep thriving and keep pushing. Let this be a lesson to just live each day with purposeful intent to do, like,
what's up, guys? It's Coach D. All right, so today we're going to talk about, again, a step in the recruitment process, but this time we're going to individualize it to the athlete. The term that comes to mind a lot is crabs in a bucket. All right, so I have Keyshawn with me again. It's going to be one of his theories, so I'm going to ask him if he understands or if he even knows or have heard this term before and what he thinks it means, and then we're going to talk about it. All right, Key. So, crabs in a bucket. Do you know? All right, picture crabs in a bucket. Can you picture that?
Yeah.
What do you think they're doing?
Sitting there.
They're just sitting there?
Moving around.
Trying to do what?
I don't know. Get out.
They're trying to get out the bucket. So why do you think the crabs can't get out the bucket? Because you know they could.
They can't crawl? Well, they can't climb?
They can climb.
They can. Crabs?
A crab can get out of the bucket very easily.
No, it can't.
It can.
No, it can't.
Okay, you don't think it can. But in reality, it can. It can get out of the bucket. But why do you think a crab doesn't get out of the bucket if there's more than one crab in the bucket? Because a crab by itself...
Touching each other?
Because of what?
They're touching each other?
Touching each other, yeah. But what are they doing to each other?
Pulling each other?
Pulling each other. All right, so if a crab was by itself in the bucket, he would be out of the bucket within 12 seconds. All right? But because he's in the bucket with another crab, he can't get out of the bucket because he keeps getting pulled down by the other crab that also is trying to get out of the bucket. So instead of them working together, one is trying to pull the other one down so they can have leverage to get over the bucket. Get that?
Yeah.
So in terms of humans, this is what we do. Well, this is what I see every single day. You have one person trying to get ahead, but they can't get ahead because they're steadily being pulled back by who they consider to be a friend, a partner, or whatever the case may be. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
Have you experienced that?
Mm-hmm.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so when you're thinking about recruitment, no way am I saying, you know, be selfish. No way am I saying that you're in this just for yourself when it comes to playing basketball. Basketball is a team sport. But when it comes to recruitment, what do you think I mean when I tell you, because I've told you plenty of times, you keep your recruitment to who?
Yourself.
Keep it to yourself. Why do you think I tell you that?
People run their mouth.
People are nosy. They do run their mouth. But if Johnny B also wants to play basketball in college, but has not been contacted by any colleges, hasn't did anything, hasn't did any eligibility, doesn't even know what eligibility is, and you come in there and you say, yeah, you know, I did this, that, and the third. This college texted me. This college called me. I went and seen this school. I did all these things. Do you think Johnny B just going to clap for you? Exactly. So he's going to try to get what you have because that's where he's trying to go. So the fact that y'all are homies and that he probably done spent the night at your house, y'all probably done did all these things, do you think that matters to him anymore?
Mm-mm.
Y'all are going to get on the court. Y'all going to do what you have to do. Y'all going to win the game. But do you think he's now going to get his mom to send you the footage of your game? Because she's the one recording the games. And all this time, she's been sending links, been sending all these things to you. You think that's going to keep happening? It's going to stop. It's the crab in the bucket. All right. Johnny B is the crab pulling down Keyshawn. All right. So when it comes to recruitment, one thing that kids have to realize is that your recruitment journey is only yours. What I mean by that, guys, as being only yours, it just means that you have to focus solely on your recruitment, meaning that when it comes to making sure that coaches are getting the right kind of film, meaning every game that's being filmed, make sure you're getting those highlights done, make sure that if you have someone that's helping you with recruitment, you get it to them so they're able to get it to the coaches, get in front of these recruiters. Do not go to school bragging. Do not go to school talking about where you're going, what you have coming up. Keep that stuff to yourself until you sign on that dotted line stating that you have a scholarship to this university, to this college, to this JUCO, whatever you're going. Keep your recruitment to yourself. Focus in on yourself. Play with your team. Do what you have to do as a team player. Get your team to the playoffs. Get your team to the state, wherever y'all are trying to go. No way am I saying to be selfish when it comes to team ball, but what I am saying is that when it comes to recruitment, that's something between you and your family. So when you get home is when your recruitment really starts. When you get home is when you are able to get those highlights together, able to get these colleges involved, able to make these phone calls back to these colleges, able to respond to these text messages. Keyshawn responds to text messages probably, three or four times a day at this point. All right. So right now he has colleges just trying to get to know him, trying to send him information, trying to get him on campus. He's not really able to do much because he ain't. He's only going into what will be now his junior year. Yeah. So he's not able to really do too much. But colleges are after him. Colleges are talking to him. But the colleges that do contact him, he doesn't go out. He can't go out and tell anybody who's contacting him. He can't go out and tell anybody what they're asking him, what they're requiring of him. He can't say what his process has been. That's something I instilled in him. That's something I keep preaching to him. And I hope that he gets it. I hope he's seeing now why that's so important. I'm sure he's felt it hard, what it feels like for people to kind of seem like they have your best interest in heart, and then the second they're able to put themselves before you, they take that chance. So, Keyshawn, I want you to tell them, in your own words, what I mean by crabs in a bucket. In your own words, what did I just say?
Basically, give everything to yourself.
Why?
Because people's going to try to do it, do whatever they can to hurt you to take your spot.
Take your spot. Why do you think people are trying to take your spot?
I don't know that
there are people there. There's how people live. But people are going to try to take your spot because understand that as many programs as there are, there's going to be 10 kids per position, per minute, per hour trying to get into these programs. So any opportunity they're going to get to try to get ahead, they're going to take it. So your best bet is to keep your recruitment to yourself. Focus in on that recruitment journey. Be serious about it. I just got done talking to a coach, and the one thing that stood out to me is he was talking about every D1 player that he's ever had, and he's had a few of them. One thing they've all had in common is that they're all focused on basketball. They don't have, he said he's never seen a serious player focus in on more than one particular thing. Meaning, they're not focused on having a girlfriend or multiple girlfriends or all these parties and all this kind of stuff. They're focused on basketball. And it's funny that he just brought it up to me, because that's something that I go blue in the face trying to get this one to understand. But I think he's finally seeing why he has to focus so hard and the difference that it's making. Am I correct or am I wrong?
You right.
I am right. All right, guys. So if you have any questions, as always, hit me up, email me, inbox me. Anything that I can do to help you along your journey, I definitely will. Parents, call me. Kids, text me. Good luck to you.